Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcasting equivalent of opening up your Halloween bag and finding it was full of nothing but Smarties and Necco wafers. I'm your host, Mike, and I've got a few great guys on today. Let me see. I want to make sure I get this right because I got Gurry written down for someone. I know that's wrong.
But, no. You're right.
That's me.
Goody.
All right. Yeah. So I have Gurry, Derek, and Tomas from the Movies on the Rocks podcast to join me in this episode, which is going to be Famous Drinkers. Of course, how are you guys doing today?
Fantastic, man. This is going to be really awesome.
Looking forward to this.
Doing what we can.
All right. Yeah, I'm excited to have you guys on. I listened to a couple of your episodes. They're a lot of fun. You guys got a great rapport. And, you know, I can't carry this podcast by myself. I'm not interesting enough. So I'd go reach out, try to find guys interesting like yourself. And I had a good time listening, so I thought I'd reach out, see if you guys wanted to be on. As well as, since I enjoyed the podcast, I'm sure other people enjoyed the podcast, so if you guys would like, I'll give you a couple minutes to explain your podcast and what it does, et cetera, et cetera.
Goody, go ahead if you want to.
All right, well, like I say in the podcast, basically it's a podcast, Movies on the Rocks, a podcast in which we discuss movies while enjoying our drinks of choice. And generally speaking, it... with that nice ASMR moment, yes, that's how it goes. We just pick a movie, we watch it, we talk about it, we get into the deep dive of things, we go off on tangents a lot of times, some rabbit holes. Okay, every time.
It's pretty consistent.
It's a lot of fun, and when one of us or all of us gets slightly inebriated, the tone can sometimes shift to even funnier. So it's a good time. It's just a good time all around.
And the motion chaos always ensues.
And the motion pictures that we choose are in alphabetical order, but regardless of genre. So that's the kind of thing that we
The thing.
Yeah.
The good news is we have some famous drinkers of TV and film. I guess I said that wrong earlier. I just think I said famous drinkers, so we don't have to worry about who would be a famous drinker that's not on TV and film. I'm trying to think of one.
I don't know. Long lost grandfather or something.
My uncle.
crazy uncle on Christmas Day.
So those guys aren't going to be in this podcast, but most of the people, hopefully, you will know. And before we get into this whack bracket, I figure I will explain it really quickly. So for anyone that hasn't checked out my podcast before, and it's plenty because I see my viewership numbers, and it's not very many, at least not as many as I'd like. Pretty much what we're doing is we're asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we asked them. We bring on fellow podcasters like these guys or friends of the show, and we bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. And that is my spiel. And so if you're looking for that on 8-track or cassette, you can order that along with 6 other intros to Terrible Podcast, and you can get it for a penny from Columbia House.
Yay!
So do you offer like Laserdisc or Beta cassette or anything like that?
Now, I do have a reel-to-reel.
There you go.
That's nice.
That's so hipster. It's awesome.
Yes.
So anyway, we'll get on with said whack bracket with the first question in this famous drinkers of TV and film. More likely to start a bar fight, would it be Norm from Cheers, or would it be the dude from The Big Lebowski? We'll let Derek start out since you're the one down here in the corner.
Man, you know, I thought about this, and as much as I like Norm more, like as a person or a character, he's kind of timid, right? He only really steps up on occasion in the episodes just to, you know, defend his buddy or whatever his name was. I forget his name. Anyway, I'm going to have to say Lebowski, man. Lebowski's the one who would start a fight and probably finish it, honestly.
All right, so we got one for Lebowski, or I guess the dude, since I don't think he likes to be called a Lebowski. So, Raphael, what do you think? Gurry, I think
that's how it's known.
So, if I can pronounce that right, if I'm wrong, I apologize. Gurry?
Goody. You say
Gurry.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. Or it's Raphael, it's fine. It's okay.
Okay.
I'm actually going to go the other way. I want to say Norm would be the guy to do it. I think Norman is the guy because the dude is just so laid back, and he's so just relaxed and so chill that I feel like if anyone can start a fight or get into a fight because you said the wrong thing about a sports team or something, it's going to be Norm. Or insulted with his favorite beer or tried to sell him on a beer that was really terrible. Whereas Lebowski, the dude would just be like, something like, come on, man, while he's holding his white Russian or something. So like, I think, I'm going to go with Norm. Norm would do it.
That's a good point, man.
Alrighty, Tomas. So, got a split so far.
So who wants to be the tiebreaker? This guy.
You get to be their tiebreaker, but you got to deal with me next. Aw,
damn. Okay, so anyway, so in my opinion, I actually have to go with Goody because for the simple fact is, like he said, I mean, what's one of the biggest lines from, what's one of the biggest lines of Jeff Bridges, which totally in, you know, encapsulates the dude is, man, you're fucking with my Zen, man. I mean, that is Jeff Bridges, like, lifetime saying. So for my opinion, it's Norm, because I can always see Norm being that one dude sitting at the bar during a bar fight. And when someone lands next to him, he's going to grab his mug and smash it over the guy's head and then walk away. I mean, he's that guy. So I think he's going to be the one in the bar fight. The dude's going to be like, guys, just be chill, you know, fucking with my Zen.
All right. So we have two Norms and a Lebowski. Well, here's my thought process, because we do know that the dude just likes to say, just take it easy, man. And he likes to abide. And, you know, you don't fuck with the Zen. He was even chill when the dude, or not the dude, the guy pissed on his rug, if you remember. He's like, man, just do it. Why you got to piss on my rug, pretty much. But the thing about the dude is even in the scenes where he's with Walter, he acts volatile. He doesn't really get into fights, but he gets angry. I've never seen Norm angry or upset. He's always just kind of like, chill as shit. And the other thing about Norm that is super impressive, that guy has never even seemed remotely drunk in any episode, and yet all he does is drink beer. It's definitely a relaxing agent for him. Unlike what Tomas said, I don't think he's going to be the one smashing a mug over the head. I think what's going to happen is somebody's going to fall in his lap holding their bottle of beer, and he's just going to take their bottle out of their hand and walk away and drink it. So with that said, I am going to go with the dude from The Big Lebowski. So instantly we have to talk about this tiebreaker that I put in. So, since we're 2-2, I'm going to ask you this. Out of the three of you, I guess you can include me, but I know I am not the answer. Which one of you guys is the youngest?
Oh.
Dad, Derek.
That would be Derek.
T-Swift!
Well, that means, Derek, you get to decide who you want to advance. This is good for you.
Well, for anyone who's ever listened to our show, these guys often, I'll start off stating my opinion and they sway me because they've got good logic. So I have to kind of agree. I think Norm is the one.
Victory! Yes,
because Norm is scary cool, bro.
He's the quiet storm.
Oh, no.
It was just, you know, you're right. Lebowski, the dude, he only really gets upset once or twice in the whole movie. But Norm, he's come to bat for his guy a couple times and other people as well. I kind of have to say it.
I guess I may have missed those episodes. Every time I see Norm, he's pretty docile. I think there's 235 episodes with Norm in it and only one movie with Lebowski in it. So you don't have to watch nearly as many hours.
Man, somebody did their homework. I didn't know that.
Somebody went down IMDb rabbit hole.
I think it's actually, I have it written down. I tried to pull that number off of the top of my head, but no, it's actually 275. And I do know that there were only three people in all the episodes. One of them was Norm. One of them was Sam. And the other, any guesses?
It's Woody not the else? Girl, whatever the girl's name is. No, Woody doesn't come until like the third season or something like that.
No, it is Carla.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
The lovely Rhea Perlman.
Rhea Perlman.
Yes. So, awesome.
So anyway, that said, Norm, somehow or another, after Derek, he pretty much made a great argument and then just wimped out.
He's as wishy-washy as a political opponent.
I see it as he's someone that can rethink his options once there's been good logic, you know, shown to him. So
spoken like a true campaign manager.
That's you know what?
Spoken like an independent voter. Yeah. No. Vote for my guy. My guy.
Okay, I'll vote for your guy.
So with all that said, Norm goes on to the second round against the winner of this whack bracket. And this is one I had not seen this movie, but they turned me on to it, and I'm glad I did. So hopefully I don't completely ruin this guy's mojo. But I think I get the gist. We have more interesting TikTok account. Would it be Frank the Tank from Old School, or would it be Doc Holliday from Tombstone? And I don't even want to hear from Derek right now. Tomas. Who do you have?
All right. In my opinion, it would. So it's really tough to decide. But I would say if Doc Holliday and Frank the Tank existed now with TikTok, the person who would probably have the most interesting TikTok would probably be Doc Holliday. Because Doc Holliday runs around with, it's horrible, prostitutes and lower echelon, I guess, human beings. So on top of that, he doesn't care about his disease-riddled body in that sense. So he is on a complete and utter bender 24/7. I can only imagine what he portrays and puts out on the internet if he had the opportunity to. So I'm going with Doc Holliday.
That basically means you would follow like a Mick Jagger TikTok.
Well, Mick Jagger's not as cool as Doc Holliday, baby.
No.
Not even close. Not even close.
He's like the closest thing we've had since, right?
No, not even. I would follow an Ozzy Osbourne TikTok.
If maybe Charlie. No. Charlie Sheen, bro. You think it's more of a Charlie Sheen style.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
If Charlie
Tiger
Sheen,
Blood, baby.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, like that version of Charlie Sheen. Like, yes. He's a little calmer nowadays, I feel like. Yeah. Back then, when it hit
I would go. I don't know. That's my choice. My choice is Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday has a tiger blood. It's got tuberculosis mixed in with it, but it's straight up tiger blood.
Yes.
Raphael, what are you thinking?
I'm disagreeing here. It's Frank the Tank. It's Frank the Tank. Because just in the little bit that we've seen, Doc Holliday, he might be interesting with the crowds he hangs out with, but he'll just be saying all kinds of interesting concepts and ideas and philosophy about that really nice Southern gentleman act. I'm just thinking about Kilmer's approach, all of them, right, in Tombstone. But if you're looking for something fun to watch, it's going to be Frank the Tank in Frank the Tank mode. Not like, I'm at home with my wife, here are my kids. No, not that. I mean, it's going to be in Frank the Tank mode, and there's going to be chaos. There's going to be probably like burning vehicles or something.
We're going streaking!
There's going to be some kind of nudity happening there. And it won't be classy, and it won't have, like, silk sheets like I'm sure Doc Holliday would. No, Frank the Tank is, it'll be earthy nude TikTok. That's what it would be. Earthy nude TikTok.
All right, well, I'm going to go next because I want my opinion out before Derek changes his mind again. So I'm going to jump in here. And here's what we have with Frank the Tank. I don't think his account would be very interesting because he is not drunk 24/7. Frank the Tank has his... He's got his mellow. He's going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond, maybe pick up some towels or soap. When he gets married and the singer starts cussing, he's like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. So I think his TikTok is going to be as boring as advertised. He's going to be like, I'm here today at the Home Depot looking at toilet seats, and nobody wants to watch that shit. Now if it's somebody else's, it's one of his buddy's TikToks, yeah, you're going to see him streaking, but I don't think his TikTok... Doc Holliday is just smooth as shit. He'd be like, you may enjoy if I were to dance for this song for the TikTok, wouldn't you? But the one thing I guarantee you that Doc Holliday's TikTok would involve is a lot of sweating. A lot of sweating. So nothing better than seeing a grown man sweat profusely all the time. You would also see constant drinking. And let's not forget that he throws out some of the best one-liners. Now, don't get me wrong. Frank the Tank has some good one-liners, but it's always like, they're not as funny. He's like, just cock balls and things like that, where Doc Holliday coined the term, I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah. That's right.
I've not yet to begin to defile myself. So, it's Doc Holliday has some great shit. And as much as I love Old School, I think it's a great movie. I was not aware of Doc Holliday. I'm late to the Doc Holliday train, but he impressed me enough in the short period of time that I've known him that I think his TikTok would be much more interesting. So, Derek, we have a 2-1. Now, you can, you won't get to break the tie. So, if you want to take it to a tie break, you can. Or you can agree with the smart bunch and go Doc Holliday.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have really bad reasoning for my decision.
That's okay. That's what whack brackets is. As long as you have a reason.
So I'm thinking about the platform, right? TikTok is you only got so much time. You got to get to the point, get people's attention, or they're scrolling on, right? Mm-hmm. Doc Holliday would be the person I paid attention to, but he'd probably have to go to YouTube, right? Long form. I think Frank the Tank is the only guy who could pull it off in under a minute.
Right.
Because he hits the ground running. It's like when you get, because like, we're not talking Frank Family Man, we're saying Frank the Tank, where something's burning and he's naked and someone may or may not have died. Who knows? We'll never know.
But blue.
There it is.
Yeah, kidnaps somebody and threatens a poor old lady as he throws them in the van.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so
we'll have him back by dinner. We'll have him back Tuesday by dinner.
He's going to get some of those burgers at that good strip club.
Those handcrafted Angus beef. Angus beef burgers.
Yeah, for the quote-unquote Patreon that I don't have that zero people have access to anyway. We talked about that before the podcast, so I'll release that as paper. Listen, I guarantee you, if you join my Patreon, I'll put it up for $100,000 a month, and if somebody joins, we will re-record that exclusively for you. I promise you.
Yes. I'd be down. 100%. I would be down.
100%.
We'll go to your house, and actually we'll say it in front of you, to your face.
With masks. With masks.
Yes, mask up.
Yeah. All right. Masks, fine. 6 feet.
6 feet away.
He's in Miami, and I'm outside of Nashville, because the COVID's going crazy again here, so I'm a little on the conservative side myself. So with that said, we have yet another split, so to keep things consistent, who is the second youngest member of the podcast today?
That would be me. Raphael.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be me.
So I guess I know who you're going with then.
Yeah, no, it's Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank all the way. Doc Holliday can go and die in a short-sheeted bed. It's fine.
There you go.
Don't hate on the dog.
Oh, wait,
man.
Spoiler? I don't know. Spoiler alert. Should I have said that?
I mean, spoilers. Yeah.
He was based on a real-life character.
Yeah, I know. Like, spoiler alert, this is how he died, I guess. I don't know. It's like when someone was shocked when the Titanic sank. I'm like, are you kidding? Goody, all right.
Raphael's making t-shirts saying Frank the Tank 2020. That's what he's making.
Yeah, that's it right now.
He died at the end. I did not see it coming.
Yeah, the only thing that shocked me about the Titanic was when we got to see Kate Winslet get all completely Bucky. And I was like, all right, Kate.
Yes.
I was like, what kind of movie is this? Where's this going?
Yeah,
this is PG-13. Oh my goodness!
This just went from the most boring movie I've ever seen to pretty interesting for a minute, and boring again.
One of those like, all right, an hour and 23 minutes. Just fast forward to this.
No, but it's older, man. You didn't have the websites that you do now, where you can go to like 53 minutes in the movie and see the nudity of Kate Winslet.
What was that website called that had that?
I don't remember.
I mean, the website I used was Google. I didn't know that there was one.
I think before there was Google, there was a site that had like every single movie and like their times for that.
They mentioned it in Knocked Up, actually. They mentioned it in Knocked Up. But once again, this is a patented Movies on the Rocks tangent. We just happened right here. It just happened.
Well, hopefully you guys won't sue me for stealing that.
No.
Not even.
All right. So we have Norm going on to the next round. Against Frank the Tank. I'm 0-2 today, but I'm liking it because I like all these characters. This is a good bracket, I think. Third question. The question being, faster to eat the entire complimentary basket of peanuts at a bar. And if you follow Whack Brackets on the interwebs, particularly the Instagrams, you will know that we had a play-in for this, which means that our loyal Instagram followers had the opportunity to vote for this. And it was close, but we actually pitted Bluto Blutarski against Barney Gumble, who would be the best husband. Well, no one here sitting with me knows, but Barney Gumble won that, which means he will go on to this white bracket. We finally disappointed Tomas. How's it feel, Tomas?
Yes.
How do you feel?
I'm super happy. I love Barney. Barney's the best thing in the world. The reason why I thought Barney would be the better fit is because Bluto, to me, in that question, I think he's the kind of guy that probably be totally antagonistic. But Barney, in my opinion, is probably like the Christian Grey of Simpsons. I mean, he's probably going to be, he's so undercover, you don't know what's going to happen.
50 Shades of Alcohol? What the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
Christian Grey, have you?
So
Barney's,
yes.
Okay, never in the history of analogies or something, just, I don't think anyone ever possibly.
Exactly. And that's what I bring
to
this format.
In the history of language.
And that's what I bring to this format is that my analogies. And the reason being is because you don't know. You don't know what Barney's got in his house. You don't know what he's got chilling in the basement. You know what I'm saying? Maybe his wife's into the freaky deaky. You never know.
I don't know how this is related to eating peanuts really fast.
But no, I'm talking about the question that was at hand, not this
question. Play-in question.
The play-in question.
That Barney has already won. So it really wasn't a copyrighted movie on the rocks tangent there, but it was still a tangent, so I'm good with that. And the funny thing about this recording is I've seen less of Derek's face than I have the back of his hand when Tomas is talking. And there he goes again. Hand to the face. So with that said, we will go on, though,
yes,
to Barney Gumble against Willie from Bad Santa, faster to eat the entire complimentary basket of bar peanuts. And since Raphael hasn't gotten a chance to go first, we'll let him go first this time. Who you got, Raphael?
I'm going to say Willie. I feel like because, at least from what I remember seeing from Bad Santa, that Willie does not give a crap about etiquette or social norms or any of that. Yeah, he's going to eat those peanuts. I mean, they're really good peanuts. And let's say I go to a place where there's a certain kind of music and a certain kind of decor, and they're known for not just their handcrafted hamburgers, but their amazing, just deliciously roasted peanuts. I think Willie would show up and eat all the peanuts.
Are they smoked? Are they smoked or honey roasted?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever peanut you want, Tomas.
It's the peanut of your dreams.
Where does this come from?
So it's honey roasted.
Sure. Sure. But in house, right? They have the beehives in the back. And they're doing all that, and they have there's a word for those people that do that. I don't know what that is.
But are they organic bees, or are they like the free range bees?
Only mechanical, totally cybernetic bees. Cybernetic bees.
How do you make honey roasted peanuts with cybernetic? Is it like you know metallic jizz or something on the peanut?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes,
of course.
It's become almost like a what silver, else? And it's delicious. It's breathtaking. Like, you don't know until you try it. All right, that's all I'm saying there. No, the point is, I think, yeah, it's going to be Willie. He doesn't care. He's going to grab those peanuts. He's going to eat the peanuts faster than Barney, and Barney's going to just be unhappy about it, but that's too bad for Barney. It's too slow.
What do you think, Derek?
My answer is far simpler than this.
Jesus.
Jesus.
He's exacerbated all of a sudden.
Jesus.
Do you guys remember the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I remember the girl's big tits.
Hey. That's a good thing to remember. It was a pretty good part.
Jessica had cannons on her, dude. She came fully loaded.
Jessica was probably our first American attempt at anime, honestly, because that was very popular in that era. Anyway, animated characters can do things that are not limited by physics or reality or what, you know, your body and jaw can do. So Barney Gumble wins.
You win.
The whole bowl. He just eats the whole bowl itself. The whole thing.
I disagree with that.
All right, so I'm gonna go. Okay, with I'm gonna go with Willie. I like Barney, but Barney's not gonna move fast enough to even eat that bowl. So the problem is that he'll probably pass out within 5 feet of the bowl because he's just so hammered that he's not gonna make it there.
Dude, wait. I mean, you don't see the scenario where he walks in and he's like, peanuts, hummer.
I'm going to go with Willie because, like you said, Willie goes to establishments that Barney won't. All that Barney does is go to Moe's and passes out half the time. So, you know.
Well, have I ever seen, I don't know if I have, has Barney ever actually passed out too often? He's usually full blast Barney drinking.
Well, I mean, there was that episode when Barney got sober. And that was quite,
it was like a whole season or two, I think.
That was quite frightening.
Yeah.
Because he was smart as hell. And then all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah.
The only time I remember ever seeing Barney pass out was, and they didn't even draw attention to it. It wasn't part of the plot or anything. He was just walking by Moe's and Barney was laying in the street. And that was the end of it. They didn't even
One bowl that he missed that Willie wouldn't. So I'm going to go with that.
Willie is about asserting dominance. Yes. And that means taking the bowl and eating the peanuts before anyone else.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the good news in for me on this is I'm going to disagree, which means we've got another split. So I know where this is going. But beforehand, I will say this about Willie. We do know. We've seen him eat an entire advent calendar and replace it with Advil and other whatnot, which is one of my favorite scenes. It's actually one of the most disturbingly hilarious scenes in a movie. So I totally forgot all about that part. Willie definitely will partake in any snack when he's filthy drunk. But Willie's usually not very coherent. Barney, you know, first off, let's ask yourself about Moe's. How many times have you seen food in Moe's?
When Barney is drunk,
how often do you see him outside of Moe's? It happens, but he's usually in Moe's. I have seen placed on the counter sporadically, I've seen what look to be peanuts or pretzels. Now, if Barney's sitting there for hours, which is implied, Barney's going to definitely go through this entire nut bowl. And quickly, because we never see him eating anything. I guess Simpsons characters don't eat very often anyway. But especially inside Moe's, where he spends most of his time, there's no other food. Of course he's going to eat, and he's going to eat a lot when presented with it, because he's drunk and he's always there. As far as Willie, we see him inebriated, but sometimes he's damn near passed out. He's at conscious's doorstep, or the lack of conscious's doorstep. So to me, I see him going in a bar. He's probably already drunk, and he, who knows? Maybe he does eat the bowl, but also D-latch the jaw, straight in. God. Barney's got this. So Barney
like,
has
he goes,
this.
He's like he one goes, of those like pythons or yes. something. He's kind of like
he goes full on python with the bar yeah. with the bar bowl.
So I am going to go Barney, and it sounds like we have yet another split. And the good news for me is I'm assuming, by looking at Tomas, he's younger than me, which means he's going to win this. As a man that is the oldest man on the podcast, sadly, I lose this one, but I win the next one. So, okay. Yeah, that means right. The next split, damn it, if another one happens, I get my way, since I've lost every one of these today.
So we don't even have to
have
worry
you ever
about
had
it.
We this don't even many splits?
We're going to go with Willie at the moment.
Yep.
So there you go. Willie moves along. Just like Willie Nelson, he always moves along, bro. Just, you can't stop him.
Have you ever had this many splits?
No. But I've never had four people on before. Even when I've had two people on, I'm not sure I've had three splits, especially not in the first three. So this is
Hey, man, this is exciting. It's exciting shit. It's like March Madness, baby. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, this is like all those weird, like, 14-3 play-in games where the 14 team hangs around to the end and then loses like right at the end. That's the way I feel anyway. I haven't won shit yet. You guys are probably Duke fans or something, aren't you?
No, the two of us are Hurricanes. We graduated from the University of Miami. And Derek, where'd you go to, Derek?
I know very little about sports ball.
The sports balls.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I could probably tell you what it does.
With my brother, it's more. He only knows about the football team. If anything, he just watches the football. I watch all the UM sports if I can. So, yeah. So
that's exhausting to me. I don't watch many sports anymore. So, I went to the University of Louisville, and it's not a proud place to be from, especially after that whole Patino debacle. So, yeah. Long story short.
Yeah. And didn't help that the Canes beat you a couple weeks ago either. So, yeah.
You know what? I didn't even know that. Honestly,
well, they didn't. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. But,
all right, asshole, that's fine. I'm trying to be nice about it. I'm being nice about it. Tomas comes in here swinging. He's got his big dick in his hand swinging it around.
Yeah, exactly.
And by big dick, you mean Tervis Cup? Yes.
Well, I'll tell you exactly. That leads us in perfectly to this next question, because rumor has it John Hamm has a large penis. So with that said, that leads perfectly into this question. Better at their job, would it be Don Draper, John Hamm, Mr. Big Dick, or would it be Jessica Jones? Don Draper, of course, being from Mad Men, and Jessica Jones being, of course, from Jessica Jones. Derek, I'm trusting you this time. I'm going to let you start out. Who you got?
That was a terrible idea to trust me with this. I mean, I never watched Mad Men. I know what it is. I know who we're talking about. I never watched the show. So
make something up.
I'm going to default to Jessica Jones, because she looked like a badass in the credits whenever
credit
I watched the trailer and stuff.
Jesus Christ.
That's all I got.
Oh my God.
Thanks for that amazing awesome. Contribution.
Yes.
I'm here to help. All right.
Yeah, just to let you know, Don Draper was not a male model, which John Hamm will be good at. Plus, if you put him in underwear, he's probably showing as well. So if he were a male model, then I would have to disagree with you. But I'm going to let you slide on that one. Let's let Tomas go next.
All right. So in my opinion, he went Jessica Jones. Honestly, in my opinion, Jessica Jones was cool, but I mean, she's super powered, but I don't know. There's really not much to her. Don Draper, he was drinking literally all day, even at work. It's the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. Every scene he's in.
The most amazing thing
I
had
every
ever
scene
seen.
He's in, he's got a drink in his hand. In one hand, a cigarette.
Oh, always drinking at work. What golden days.
So I mean, amazing.
Those were some pretty badass days if you think about it for me, man. I mean, he walks into a room and they're like, hey, you want a drink? And it's like right out there in the open. It's like, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you want a drink? We're having a sales meeting. Okay, copyrights. Let's talk about copyrights. What do you want? I want whiskey. Let's go. I mean, the man's a badass. So I'm going to go with John Hamm. On the second point, he's a badass in general. I'm going to go with Dom Draper because of John Hamm. Because if anybody has seen Baby Driver, I mean, that's John Hamm to the T, man.
So good.
And he's... And he is fantastic in there on top of whatever he did as Mad Men because, oh, also in Mad Men, in the last episode, he was like on like some retreat and that's how he invented, they made it seem like as if he invented that famous song of Coca-Cola with everybody singing.
Like to teach the world to sing in perfect
yes,
harmony.
Yes, yes, that one. So they kind of made it seem like he was the person who...
So literally, they just ripped off Forrest Gump, and he did everything of any consequence over the last 20 years in advertising.
If it's advertising, it's Dom Draper.
All right, what you got, Raphael?
Here's the thing. I tried to watch Mad Men, and it really bored me a lot. And I'm probably going to be like, burn up the stake for this. So I was not crazy about it. However, the thing about... I'm going to pick Jessica Jones here. And the reason is because you watch the show, you get a lot of the craft, though. Like, it's not just her doing superhero stuff. Very little of it, actually. It's a lot of cerebral, psychological stuff. But she goes into a lot of she talks a lot about, at least, I mean, I'm not a private investigator. I don't know any private investigators. But she at least talks about the methodology and what you do as a private investigator and the things you have to do. And then kind of like the social engineering you do when you're like, you're calling a certain number and you say, oh, so-and-so, she needs to find out some information about a person's number. So she'll just act like someone that would be okay for you to give their number to you. Like if the secretary, so-and-so needs something. Could you give me their number? Oh, I'm really, could you help me out? Like she does a really good job of doing that social engineering thing I just said. So I know she's not just super powered, but she doesn't like to lean into that. She prefers to lean into her ability and her skills as a private investigator. So I feel like I would say she is better at being a PI than Draper is at police. Because I don't know, how much do you get of the advertising process in that show?
Actually, I'll be honest with you, Goody, quite a bit. Quite a bit.
So you're agreeing with Jessica Jones? Sounds good to me. Sounds
no,
good. All
I
right.
No.
I'm going to say it.
I'm not wishy-washy like the possible 80s baby Derek.
All right. Well, all I know
possible
is that
possible 80s baby?
Someone that could easily use their extraordinary abilities to get ahead doesn't like to do it. She was going to lean on her private investigating skills more often than not. So I'm going to say she's the better person. She's a better PI than he is as ad executive. Is that the job you... I mean, I don't know what you'd call it.
Hey, man. It's a
is
tough
that what
job.
It is? I'm yes. not saying that. And we're talking about difficulty here, man. Hey, don't change the subject here, bro. Don't change the question.
I'm not. Well, you're...
Stop throwing straw men in this argument,
what is
bitch. This ain't a political
what
argument.
What is this? Stay focused.
We're focused.
All right. What are you talking about, Mikey? What are we doing here, man?
All right. Got a question for you because, Tomas, I know you can answer this question. Dom Draper, of course, he worked for one advertising company. Then he kind of started up another one or partnered with another
mm-hmm.
one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened on that one at the end?
Oh.
You made a Coke commercial? I don't know.
It's around season 6.
Kind of turned into a clusterfuck at the end, so.
Yeah, you know why? Because the guy is a raging alcoholic and he's a gross womanizer.
Those things didn't exist in the 60s.
Womanizers didn't exist in the
60s? No.
The
so
word
wrong.
Did it, the terminology, yeah. the, yeah, right, I'm sure.
The guy's Rolodex is full. Okay? Literally. It's just full of women. Everybody that he's screwing on the job. You know, do you want him around your office? No. He can't even keep a job that he had. Jessica Jones started her own firm. You know what? She still has her own firm because Jessica Jones knows how to do her job. Not only that, you say Don Draper drinks a lot? Fucking Jessica Jones is drunk daylight till dark. That bitch is putting it down. I mean, she's not drinking these little old fashions in a glass. She is taking fucking bottles of whiskey and downing them at will.
Yeah, good point. It's a good point.
As was mentioned here, she's good at her job because even when she's not, quote unquote, as good at her job, maybe she doesn't say the right thing all the time, but she's still superpowered. What's Don Draper going to do? Bend a woman over a table? I mean, he's got no superpower. I will say this. Christina Hendricks. Yeah, she's pretty hot. But the other thing Jessica Jones has, if there was a tiebreak, I'll tell you why Jessica Jones wins on the tiebreak. You know who Maggie Siff is, right, Tomas? She was in Mad Men. She was also in Sons of Anarchy. She's in Billions. She's kind of that. Yes. Jessica Jones is like a better looking version of her. So with that said, I'm going with Jessica Jones 24/7. I don't even have to break a tie here. Because we got 3-1, Jessica Jones.
You don't need a tiebreaker whenever there's enough of us that are just right.
You wild and crazy guys. No, you're all wrong.
Look, Tomas, you forget.
You're wrong. It's I'm fantastic.
Everyone is
wrong
sometimes. Today was your day.
Oh, no.
You know what? Here's the thing, Tomas. My parents used to tell me this all the time. You know what? Everybody has their own opinion. The only problem is, in this case, your opinion's wrong. So, with that said, we're going to move on to the next round. And to recap, more likely to start a bar fight, Norm advanced over the dude from the Big Lebowski, sadly. And the second match up, it was a more interesting TikTok. Frank the Tank advanced over my man Doc Holliday. And then faster to eat the entire complimentary basket of bar peanuts, we had Willie from Bad Santa over Barney Gumble, who loses after a tough play-in match with Bluto Blitarski from Animal House. And the final question, better at their job, we chose Jessica Jones from Jessica Jones over Don Draper over Big Dickedness fame, as well as being on Mad Men. Second round. Who do you think would have a more fun friend group to hang out with? Would it be Norm from Cheers, or would it be Frank the Tank? So, Raphael, who
Frank,
you got?
Frank. I have to think about that. Frank has a more fun friend group. Frank. Because, like, I mean, seriously, Norm, he's got a mailman, a bartender, whatever girl the bartender is with, depending on the season, the angry waitress, the psychiatrist. Do they go on? No, it's Frank the Tank. He's got the more fun friend group. That's it. That's it. I'm sure all those guys, yeah, they would be. And you know what? They'd give you stuff. Like, I know, for example, like Vince Vaughn's guy, he's going to have his big TVs or whatever he's got, and he's going to have his amazing party. He's going to put it together. He's going to make his huge house party. It's going to be awesome. So Frank the Tank, he's got the more fun friend group. Norm, they're all just regular, sad adults.
Aww.
Aww.
So what do you got, Tomas?
I am going to be a contrarian.
Oh, no, my God.
I'm going to...
You know.
You're going to say Frank. You're going to say Frank and believe it.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to say Frank. Ah! Frank is a better version of all of us because he's got Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn's character. Like Goody said, that is the friend you want to be. It's not Frank you want to be hanging around with. It's Vince Vaughn's character you want to hang out with, which is in Frank the Tank's circle. So if you can hang around with Vince Vaughn's character long enough, it's like that's the person you want to be around, because all I want to be around is him bringing his kids to a bar fight and him telling the kid earmuffs while he and blinders while he punches some dude and calls him a fucking idiot. I mean, that's all I want to hear. I want to see that happen in real life. I want to see Frank showing up at a Christian Science reading room absolutely naked and screaming out that he is God while he covers himself in gold paint. That's what I want to see.
Okay.
So it's Frank the Tank.
You also have to throw in while he argues with James Carville. So.
Exactly. While he argues with James Carville. Exactly. Talking about Bed Bath & Beyond and Home Depot.
So, Derek, who you got?
You know, Frank the Tank is the one that I'm picking here.
Of course he is, because they picked him.
No. Look, I even wrote it down. Okay. All right. So I went with Frank the Tank just because, I mean, yeah, fun. He sounds like it's a lot more fun. The question wasn't who's maybe on my same level of like wanting to go crazy and party. Then Norm would probably be that person. But yeah, Frank the Tank is the one that I would think is most fun. His group would be most fun. And if I'm trying to go crazy, I might as well go crazy with Frank the Tank.
I mean, Frank's the kind of guy you probably drop acid with.
I mean, yeah, if there was ever a time, it would be it.
I don't know. Yes. I feel like he might not drop acid. He'd just be like, he won't need it.
You think maybe he'd do peyote? Maybe peyote?
Maybe peyote.
Hey.
Maybe peyote. Mikey, what you got?
Well, I'm pretty sure that Norm could drink like ayahuasca and he'd be fine. His tolerance is off the charts. But as you mentioned, his friend group is as boring as shit. Okay, I've got a mailman know-it-all prick. Most of the other people work at the bar. How good of friends are they really to this guy? He's going to the bar. The only other person we know is his wife. We've only seen her with pie in her face. I don't really think he's got a lot of friends. So his friend group is going to be Norm and Cliff. And that's it. It's terrible. It's Frank the Tank.
It's terrible.
You know, you got Mitch, who will get you hooked up with college age girls. You got Beanie, who's worth $6 million that the IRS knows about. As well as you have an entire frat of new friends that you get to rotate through every year. And if you don't like them, just kick them out of the fraternity. So, yeah, exactly. You've got this rotating group of
friends.
That's
brotherhood.
That's brotherhood for you. I don't like you. Get out. Sorry, you suck. I agree with everyone here pretty much. I think this is a frank.
It's a clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
Clean
I didn't sweep. Have him first round, but I'm all in on the second round.
It's scientific. It's just scientific. This is science, guys. You can't argue with it. It's science.
I know some people that argue with science, Raphael, but that's a different podcast that we won't get into. But we will go on to the next question. And this is going to pit our girl Jessica Jones against Willie from Bad Santa. This one is going to be a hard question to answer. Who stays at the bar the latest? Willie or Jessica Jones? And I'll let you go first, Tomas, since you look like you're pining to say something.
I am going to go with Jessica Jones for the simple fact that if we're looking at Jessica Jones, even though she doesn't use, she, you know, the whole point of the show was that she wanted to portray herself as normal and not have the superhuman abilities that she has. If we were to infer her superhuman abilities, I'm sure it's kind of like Captain America, where her metabolism is probably faster than anyone else, because even though she's drunk 90% of the time on the show, you never really see it. So more than likely, she can literally, even though it's tough, she could literally drink Willie under the table. I mean, there's no way he can keep up with her and her superhuman body. So I'm going to go with Jessica Jones drinking so much that he will absolutely get cirrhosis of the liver in one night.
Wow, now that's a statement come for Willie. I'm not sure that's possible.
I'm guessing his liver's already pickled enough, but...
Exactly. She'll put it over the edge, my friend. He's going to be like at like Pike's Peak. She's like Everest. He'll never make it.
Be like that little mountain climber that on The Price is Right. He's like, oh, dude, you know. And then once Willie hits too far, man, he just falls off the edge. Exactly. He thinks he's at the top, wow, and he falls over.
That is a reference that Derek won't understand.
I've seen You forget I have the internet, dude.
See, Derek, there's four guys that are in the front, and they try to guess the price of something. And you want to be the last guy, because if everybody bet too high and you're pretty sure of it, you can bet a dollar and win.
$1, Bob.
Exactly.
That's where the term comes from. I don't have to justify this.
901, Bob. 901.
I actually saw one episode, I kid you not, where the third person bet a dollar and then the fourth person bet $2. Which is one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen in my life.
That's absolutely
You got to have
genius.
A lot of
that's
certainty
genius.
That it's like $1.50. You got to have a lot of certainty.
Yeah, unless it's a pack of Wrigley Spearmint gum, which they usually save those for like the one goofy game, not the intro. Anyway, Raphael, who do you have at this? Jessica Jones, Willie.
Okay, this is actually really hard for me to decide. You know what? I feel like I don't think, and I'm going to, here we go, full on nerd here. I'm going to have to disagree with you, Bebel. I don't think Jessica Jones necessarily, her abilities, her power, allows for her to metabolize quickly, and therefore it's harder for her to get drunk. I feel like, at least from what I remember in the show, it's not more difficult for her to get, she's not like the Flash or anything, or Superman. Like I think, it seems like she can get drunk, maybe a little bit more difficult for regular people, maybe, but not all that much, not over the top. So I feel like, I think her ability to hold her own in a drinking contest comes from her own drinking problem than her actual, like her own tolerance developed over, you know, horrible decision making than actual superpowers. So I think I'm going to say Willie. He'll last
he's
longer.
Such a contrarian.
No, he's going to last longer. She's got superpowers, but that doesn't mean it's going to be harder for her to get drunk, because you see her in the show get drunk, not drinking any more, much more than anyone else. So I'm going to say she's going to have a higher tolerance than other people. That's because she drinks a lot.
Uh-oh.
And therefore her body, whatever, you know, whatever that chemical thing is, but not because she's actually super powered. So Willie is my choice. I think he's going to be able to take it, you know, longer than she can. So to speak.
With that being said, we had a little bit of techno difficulty. My fault. This is the third episode in a row that something has happened on my end. The last two was because I forgot to hit record. This time, I did remember to hit record, and my computer just shit the bed. So did what Willie would do in Bad Santa, given that opportunity. So that being said, Derek, who stays at the bar longer?
I think, man, I'm going to have to go with Jessica Jones. I think that's the right answer. And my reasoning is that, granted, with limited episodes I've seen of Jessica Jones, I've not seen her like hit her limit a whole lot. But that's pretty much the entire state of Willie. Like, he's always at his limit. He's literally teetering at the edge of finding one more drink to literally just become incapacitated, right? Totally down for the count, kicked out of the bar.
Right.
So I think Jessica's the one that would be there the longest.
Okay, yeah, this one's pretty tough because it could be either of them. I agree 100%. Just for the sake of making the last question more interesting, and since I get the tie break this round, haha, because I'm going to go with Willie. Just to keep us, just to get 2-2 here.
Okay.
So I get my tiebreak, damn it. But I do agree with Jessica because she is perennially shit-faced at the bar with a bottle. But I'm cheating. I'm looking ahead. I know the next question, which I probably shouldn't use as basis, but you know what? It's like if you get the answers before the test and you don't cheat, it just means you're stupid. It doesn't mean anybody who doesn't
exactly.
get the answers.
That's 100% true.
Yes.
I did that. That was my entire college career. Yeah.
Yeah, my entire high school career, I know, was like me trying to get classes after my friends. So they would get the class in second period, and I would get it in fourth period, and I'd get the test 2 periods later. Regardless of that, to say about Jessica, she definitely is perennially drunk, but Willie's also perennially drunk. And with that said, I'm going to go with Willie. I think that she'll find something better to do. I think she has a calling, at least. She does seem to honestly want to try to help people, whereas Willie doesn't give a shit about himself. He does show some passion later on to the fat kid, I think, but it's pretty late. So I'm sticking with Bad saying a one, where it's just a deviant.
And that may be the one he does his entire life.
Yeah.
That's the one moment of compassion for his entire life. Like, he's done. He's already stamped that card, that ticket, whatever. He's like, all right, that's it. There we go. That was like his Subway Club coupon card, and there it is. He got it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if for the third episode, for the third movie of Bad Santa, it should be Sling Blade versus Gilmore Girl, Fat Kid Ref. You know, so, yeah. You know what I mean.
I reckon I'll take that bear. <off my voice. laughs>
Taters.
You get me some of them French fried taters. Maybe
French fried taters.
Maybe some of that mustard port.
And Lucas Black is like a guest star in the movie or something as a little kid. Sorry, my bad.
Oh,
we went
gosh.
Totally like blue cut. In this,
I tell you what, right, it's a good thing. Go. Don't get me started on Sling Blade, because I could talk to you for hours about why Sling Blade is the best dark comedy that's ever been made, and why Dwight Yoakam deserves an Emmy for that movie. He deserves so much love.
100%. 100%. 100%.
Can't near as much drink a glass of water around a midget or a piece of antique furniture. So, yeah, this could go on for hours. So, we're just going to stop. As Meatloaf would say, stop right there. So with all that said, I think that Willie advances
round,
which means he advances to the final.
Oh, the championship round, the ship, as they say.
Who says that? Besides, like captains
all
or
kiddos.
Sailors. Oh, the ship. Like, what are you talking about?
All the kiddos.
Come on.
All the kiddos now say.
Oh, all the kids say that. The ship.
Yeah.
Right.
The ship.
Okay.
The ship. We go into the ship.
Look, you guys keep putting me in this box of like
You're
being
too old
the kid.
To be the kid,
all right. I can confidently say we do not say that.
The barge is entering the shipyard. The barge is entering the shipyard.
Yes, yes. We go into the ship.
So with all that said, we are going to move to the final question of this whack bracket. And it is going to pit Willie from Bad Santa fame versus Frank the Tank, of course.
Oh, so good.
The person that's mentioned in this question, I wanted to put in this bracket, but I've already used him for previous bracket, and I'm trying to keep the brackets clean for an extended period of time. Because to me, the person in this question would have won any whack bracket that he's in. So, especially when it involves alcohol. So we have Willie versus Frank the Tank. More interesting drinking buddy for Randy Marsh of South Park. So, Derek, since you're the kid of the group, why don't you talk about the cartoon first?
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Willie versus Frank the Tank, making the best drinking buddy for Randy Marsh. Man, the only logic I can find in this clusterfuck is I feel like Willie would make a pretty sound South Park character that would just fit right in, right alongside him, and, I mean, it'd probably jive just perfectly, right? Frank the Tank? I don't know, maybe. I mean, they've done crazier things. I mean, hell, they did a whole musical with Satan and Hitler.
Anyway. Hey, Satan, let's talk. Hey, Satan.
Pretty good. No, I think that was... That's
Saddam. That's Saddam. Saddam, sorry, Saddam. Saddam.
Oh, there you go. Gosh. It's been a while since I saw that one.
I blame Canada for that one.
Blame Canada. Exactly. I'm going to have to go with... gosh, Willie. Willie has to be it.
Okay. What do you think, Raphael?
I'm actually going to agree with Derek on this one. I'm going to say Willie because Randy Marsh and his drinking problem, Willie and his, I guess, life problem. I don't know what you would even call it at this point. It's more of it's beyond that. Yeah, I'm going to say it's Willie because, yes, because Randy needs an edge. I feel like he needs reasons because reasons. And there we go. No, I feel like he needs more. I feel like he needs an edge. And Randy seems kind of pretty even-keeled most of the time. And so he needs an extra... most of the time? Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, when he's giving, you know, his son good advice about...
Nothing about...
Things.
Goody. I don't know, man. Goody. Cohesive thoughts, please.
You know what? He needs an edge. He needs more of an edge. And Willie's that edge. Willie's the edge that we all need in our lives.
All right, well, I'm going to break in here because I know who I'm going with. And in fear of Tomas going against Frank the Tank, I'm going to give it to Frank the Tank, and I'm going to put it on Tomas to decide, and I will tell you why, okay? Do you recall where Randy's actually, because he got thrown out of his house, and he starts partying in a treehouse, drunken partying with Kenny and Cartman in the treehouse? So he's at their party getting shit-faced with women, and I'm like... You know what? That's hilarious. As well as Santa Claus already exists in the realm of South Park. He fights Jesus all the time, but he exists. So I don't think that he fits here. I think that Frank and Randy are extensions of one another. Unlike Randy's other buddies, Randy needs somebody his speed. And when Frank gets going, he definitely goes Randy's speed. Yeah, Frank never slows down. He just gets more and more drunk and gets more and more funny. Willie just gets sad and depressing. I don't find him being fun at all for Randy. So I'm going Frank. So, Tomas, I'm going to leave it up to you to decide if you want to let Willie go on or if we're going to have to come up with a tiebreak. Since we have four so far, this will be the fifth. I had to come up with a new one. So what do you think?
I am going to go, honestly, with – it was tough. Actually, it wasn't tough. I'm going to go with Frank the Tank. Yes, Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank. You know why? You know why? Because if Frank and Randy get disgustingly shit-faced together, I mean, it's like hell on earth. It's absolute fucking chaos. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if all of a sudden they're just going to screw the back of a painting of Mother Teresa and just be like all over it. You know what I mean? They're like, she was hot. I have weird Oedipus complex with it. You know, let's do it. You know what I mean? They're just going nutso, balls to the wall. It's like their relationship together, if they were a drunk, is like a Nicolas Cage acting class. Just absolute just gonzo. It's like the Nicolas Cage workshop at Elise Strasberg. Event, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just going nuts. So I'm going to go and say that it is going to be Frank the Tank because I would love to see just the absolute utter chaos that they leave in their wake. They would be the comparison of like the Roman Legion leaving a country, you know, just a fucking scorched earth behind them. So I'm going with that.
All right. So now, sadly, this means that you and I only have a 1/3 chance of winning because I'm going to let you guys, one of you guys is going to be the tiebreak. It's not going to be me, but I'm going to write on this blank piece of paper here. And I'm coming up with crazy, stupid games while I'm, okay.
Let's do Price is Right. Let's do Price is Right.
Okay. Let me see. My cell phone here. Okay.
Okay.
I bought this recently on Amazon. This is a Moto G because my other phone shit the bed.
Gosh.
Moto G. Okay. So I want you guys to give me a price. And we're gonna go closest price with the phone case included. Closest price for the Moto G and the phone case. But if you go over, that's okay. It's going to be the closest price because we're not going to let Tomas sit over here and bet a dollar and watch Derek get $2 and win the thing.
I think Derek's already like punching in search. Like he's like Amazon.com is what he's doing.
Okay, probably.
I see what's going on there. I see what he's doing.
Okay, so I've got the price here. All right, Derek, you go first since you're trying to cheat. What do you got?
I resent that, dude.
You don't know what kind of phone case I have. That's like a plus. You're going to show your hand. Do you want me to tell you the buyer so you can look it up directly?
I'm
going to
say it's a Moto G. Gosh. That one's been out a little bit. I'm going to say you paid $175 for it.
I'm going to go with the case. I'll go $250.
All right. Rafael.
I'm going to go $251.
Bob.
All right. Now, this is going to be backwards. But if you just went 249, the answer was 240. Oh! That it looks like 540, but it's backwards. It's 240.
There it is.
So
yes.
So with that said,
Frank wins.
Frank the Tank.
Frank wins.
It was fair and square.
And chaos lives on.
For you, the price is wrong, bitch.
It is wrong.
There you
bitch.
Go.
The price is right. The price is right is how this ended. if anyone listening right now doesn't know how we got here, I don't know either, and I was here the whole time.
With all that said, we are in the conclusion of our whack bracket. Again, Frank the Tank wins. And I would like to thank, because this was a fun episode. I think this may be my longest, even when I cut it down, because we ended up tying way too many times. Plus, I had four people on instead of the usual three or two.
Well, and if you listen to any of our episodes, we go quite past 3 hours regularly.
Yeah, yeah. And like after editing, it's about 2.5.
But editing is
2 hours and 45 minutes.
Don't get me started on editing. Don't get me started on editing.
Oh, so you're the editor?
No, right?
I was.
I am.
I was.
I took that from
so
him.
So you're the reason he took it from you. You had to take it from him.
I was like, no.
I spent 8 hours editing once.
Yes. Editing aside, I still bet this one's over an hour, which will be my record. So with that said, the movie's on the rocks, guys. Had to get you guys on again soon if you'd like, because this was
thank
a lot
you.
Of fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, it's going to be
whenever
awesome.
Whatever you want.
Well, I had
awesome.
A blast.
Whatever you want,
and, before I let everybody go, I will let you guys do a quick round and talk about your podcast real quick, or at least tell everybody how to reach out to you on the social media platforms.
So as far as social media is concerned, we have Instagram, the Insta, as they say.
Nobody says.
Is that what the kids say?
That's what the kids
That's
like
what the kids say.
The kids say the Insta. The Insta. So, no, yeah, on Instagram, I'm two drinks in. So, it's at Movies on the Rocks 2020. That's where we're at. The Twitter, we have a Twitter handle as well, which is Movies on the Rocks. Movies on the Rock with a ROC. One, it was the hardest shit to do.
Can you tell that they're all
exactly,
taken? Can you tell?
Taken, but Movies on the Rocks 20, at Movies on the Rocks 2020 on Instagram is where I'm usually at. We usually put all our, you know, stuff on there, the memes and the podcast information and all that stuff. So that's where we've seen a lot more stuff. And so that's where you can reach us out more than anything else. And
And if you specialized in search engine optimization, let us know.
No,
we're
not
very good at it.
Not at all.
Apparently.
At all. Okay. This is all for fun. So we the three of us have said, we appreciate you, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah. This has been a lot of fun for me, too. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
As I said, I reach out to podcasters that I find particularly interesting, and I listened to some of these guys podcasting, and it was just a good time. So I knew they would come through, and they did not disappoint. So I'd like to thank you guys for being on again. And as far as my social media platforms, I will take a moment to pimp myself out like a $3 whore. You can reach me on all of the social media platforms at Whack Brackets, because unlike these guys, I picked a shitty name that nobody already had. So you can reach me at Whack Brackets on the Facebooks and on the Twitters and on the Instagrams. And just a word to the wise, if you reach out to me on the Facebooks, you're unlikely to get a response anytime in the century, because I don't fuck with the Facebooks too often. So outside of that, if you want to reach me, you can reach me at anything at Whack Brackets, because I have an account that sends me all the emails. So if you want to send it to Frank the Tank at Whack Brackets, or if you want to send it to
Derek is a Taylor Swift groupie at Whack Brackets.
I'll get that. I will get that, guys.
Okay. I'm reserving the domain now.
So yeah, other than that, I got nothing else to say. So thanks again, Raphael, Tomas, and Derek from Movies on the Rocks. This is Mike from Whack Brackets, and I'll let you guys leave me out and say, see ya.
See ya.
Peace out.
See ya.